One of my favourite people in the whole wide world. It's only Tozy Wozy.
Hello.
How are you?
I am doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing okay as well. It's nice to see you. I know that you were going to come in last week. We had one or two issues, computers and things. Everything's sorted this week. My big question is for you, have you seen The Big Friendly Giant?
No, I haven't seen the BFG yet. I have not seen the BFG.
I've heard so many good things about it.
Yeah, it's one of those things. There's actually quite a few good things out at the moment. I mean, up to this point, I was a bit worried because there were a lot of things that were a little bit of a disappointment that you expected to be big and everything like that. But now I'm actually looking at the cinema. I'm going to go see that. Oh, good Lord, I haven't got time to go see everything.
Wow. So what have you been to see?
Okay, what I've seen The Secret Life of Pets. I have seen the new Ghostbusters movie. And right. I've also seen, I saw recently Star Trek Beyond, which is the new Star Trek movie. I saw that one on Tuesday.
Okay, so you have been busy,
yeah? Yeah, I've been a bit busy. Not as busy as I would, well, not as busy in the cinema as I would like. I've been too busy with work. But it's been pretty good. So let's kick off with Ghostbusters. So Ghostbusters, this is a film that has ended up being a bit controversial because everybody knows Ghostbusters. You know the whole, who are you going to call? Da-da-na-na-na-na-na. Everybody knows that. It's lovely. It's loved. Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, all that. And they've been trying to make a third Ghostbusters movie for years. I mean, literally decades. They've been trying to make a third Ghostbusters movie. It just wouldn't work. They were thinking about bringing the original guys back and seeing what they're like now when they're older. It just didn't work. Then Harold Ramis, who wrote the original thing with Dan Aykroyd and played Egon, he died. And Bill Murray didn't want to do it. So they came up with this idea, which they were going to pretty much reboot the whole Ghostbusters thing. But this time, the entire team was going to be women. And...
Right.
Once that happened, the internet went mad with all these people going, oh, for goodness sake, how dare you put women in this movie? It's not going to be any good because it's women and all that kind of stuff. The internet is a crazy, crazy place. But it was one of the big things. People were just yelling about how this was not going to work and how dare they put women as the leads in this film. And so for that, for that reason alone, I was really hoping this was going to be a good film, and it is.
Oh, good.
It is. It is. It's good. It's funny. It has this opening sequence that is actually... And remember, the Ghostbusters was kind of... It had comedians in it, but it still had some bits that were a bit scary. But like, you know, generally, the main thing you thought was adventure and all that kind of stuff, but there were bits in it. Like, there's a bit where Sigourney Weaver sat in a chair, and all these hands come out and grab her, and one carries up, and essentially her chair grows arms that grab her and drag her into a kitchen, and that's a very scary scene. And the opening sequence of this new Ghostbusters, you think, okay, it's a funny, but there's some bits of it where you're actually like, oh my God, this is kind of scary here. Oh my, what is going on here? And it knows what you expect from Ghostbusters, so it plays with that. It has some things where it has a callback. It has cameos of almost all the major people from the original Ghostbusters movie cameo in it. And the cameos are done really, really well. And Harold Ramis, who's dead, the cameo they have of Harold Ramis in the movie, I love. It is just so well done, and it's just so respectfully and elegantly done. It's really, really good. But the film itself is funny. It's a great it's a good comedy action movie. I think Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, and Leslie Jones, I think they are amazing. I think they work really well together. The way they bring the team together and everything like that, it actually works quite well.
I've seen a clip of it, Tozen, and I must admit, it looks, because I never liked the originals.
Oh, you never liked the originals?
My son went out and bought all the DVDs, because they made two or three.
They made two Ghostbusters movies. Yeah,
I just couldn't get into it. The music was better than the film.
Well, I have to admit that my first interaction with Ghostbusters was that song by Ray Parker Jr.
Yeah,
that was my first interaction.
Come on,
Dom.
An
invisible man sleeping in your bed.
Who you gonna call?
Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters. I mean, I knew that song before I even knew there was a film called Ghostbusters. I just thought that was an awesome, awesome song. But I think that they've done a really, really good job with this. They've done a good job with it. It's not going to shut up the people on the internet because nothing shuts them up. But it's such a good film, and I would totally recommend it. So I had such a blast in the cinema when I watched it. I'll give it 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. Okay, we got 4 minutes to do two films.
Okay, 4 minutes to do two films. Star Trek Beyond. This is the latest thing in the new sort of rebooted Star Trek franchise. Very, very good film. It's got Idris Elba as the bad guy. It's got the usual Kirk, Spock, everybody's returning and all that kind of stuff. And it's just, it's kind of like the Star Trek movies. There's some of them that feel like a bit like an overlong episode. And I think the best Star Trek movies are, they feel right way between an overlong episode, but still they feel like a film, because it feels like, look, no, this is just too big, and it was just that we could just could do it in an episode. And this one does that. It feels like this deserves to be a film. It asks questions about, like, you know, the Federation, because the Federation is essentially like this sort of country, or essentially, you know how we have the EU, and we had the whole thing with the EU recently about leaving the EU and whether the EU is a good thing or not or anything like that. It's essentially the Federation is like the United Nations, and in this they ask, is it a good thing or anything like that? Is everything that they do good? And the bad guy in this has issues with the Federation because he thinks you guys like to think that you're the good guys and go around and do all this kind of stuff, but you don't realize. So I think it asks some philosophical questions, and Star Trek is always at its best when it's asking philosophical questions, but using the whole fact that it's sci-fi to get away with it, because these are questions that sometimes might be a bit difficult to ask, but at the same time also giving you enough an action thing, because the director who directed this is the one from the Fast and Furious movies and all that kind of stuff, so he definitely knows his action, but there's also the philosophical thing in there, so that's really, really good. I would and there's a brilliant use of the Beastie Boys.
Yes. Yeah.
There's one of their songs is used in the film, and the way it's used in the film is awesome. It had me with a massive smile on my face, and it's anyway, good film, 4 out of 5.
You gotta fight for your rights.
To party.
Was it in it?
It wasn't that one.
Did they have another one then?
That's what I was thinking. It was another one, but it's the way they use it is awesome. I think it's just brilliant. Okay. And The Secret Life of Pets. Animated movie, all about pets. It's all about what happens when you leave your pets at home and what the pets get up to when you're not there. So there's things in there, like if you see the trailer of it, it has things like a poodle who's owned by a really, really posh man. And when the poodle leaves, now when the man leaves, the poodle switches off classical music and puts on death metal and starts headbanging and goes, ah! And so it's things like that. It's a bit weird. It's a bit out there. Unfortunately, bits about it feel as if it's been built from other bit films like Toy Story and all that kind of stuff. And there's bits of it that I think work really, really well, and bits of it I think that's a bit too conventional or anything like that. But it's good enough, especially it's obviously aimed at kids. I'll give it 3 out of 5.
Only 3?
I'll give it 3 out of 5 because to be honest with you, I wasn't that up on it. But there were bits of it that made me smile. But overall, I thought this is just really, really predictable.
Okay. Was it animated?
It's animated. Yeah, computer animated movies.
Because I must admit, I always wonder what happens when I leave the house. We got two cats. Probably nothing, because they're sat in the same place when you return 3 hours later.
Well, there is a cat in it that I think for cat owners, there's a cat in it that will make people go, yep, that's my cat.
That's going to be the sequel. Just you coming back 3 hours later and nothing's happened.
Well, it pretty much essentially the whole film kind of occurs between what happens when the owner leaves in the morning. Yeah. And then all this stuff happens, and then they come back at the end, and the dogs are just like, they're going, oh yeah, I love you. Stuff.
15 seconds to tell us what's coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I definitely want to go see the BFG.
Okay.
Yeah, the BFG's on my list. The Ab Fab movie's on my list. There's just sort of like, there's good stuff
Jason
coming.
Jason Bourne, that's out now.
Jason Bourne.
Oh, yeah. That's
Jason Bourne's out now, yeah. Yeah, I want to go see that one as well.
Okay, well, when you do, give us a shout. I'll come with you. All right.
We'll do, man.
Lovely to see you.
Same here.
Thanks for coming in, Tozy Wozy.